It was a massive day of GFL action, and this wash-up is going to contain the big three games and the coaches, and we are going to speak with Paul Carson, firstly from St Joey's after their seven-point victory over Bell Park at High Sushi Oval, 12-15-87 to 11-14-80. Carso, firstly, congratulations on the win. We know what it means. It means you'll basically play finals now, and unless some miracle occurs and St Albans tiptoe you next week. But you find yourself outside the five at the moment, which is a bizarre situation.
Yeah, absolutely, King. I look at the results last night. It's not often that you come away really excited with a good win and go backwards on the ladder. It's obviously going to come down to the last round. We've got St Albans, like you said, and we're looking at South Barwon to play West and Newtown and Bell Park. So things, there's still going to be a bit of movement there in the top five, so we're hoping things go our way and we sneak back in.
All going to plan. You could actually climb to third, couldn't you?
Yeah, I think so. It might be a bit of an outside chance, just given the percentage. But, yeah, if everything did go to plan, we'll finish third. But I think, realistically, we might be looking more at a fourth or fifth. Yes.
You don't mind making a statement as a coach and having something to say, and you've in the media in recent weeks. I think you said it to us on K-Rock Football a couple of weeks ago ahead of the West game, and then in the Addy during the week, that you feel like you're a better team than where you were positioned on the ladder. But when your team can actually justify that, does it, I suppose, give you a bit of a reminder as a coach of where your club's at?
Yeah, absolutely. I've probably been publicly or come out publicly to say that I do believe that we're better than where we sit on the ladder. And even as we're looking at now, we've beaten the three teams above us that sit third, fourth and fifth. And I still stand by that. I think on our day, I feel like as a club, we've got the belief we can really mix it with anybody in the competition. And yesterday probably proved that, I think. Really strong outfit in Bell Park. And it was a really good game of footy, but we'll take a lot of belief and confidence from that win and hopefully carry that through, hopefully for the next sort of month of footy.
The radar was off in the first half. You were 3-9. You'd had two less scoring shots, but you trailed by 17 points.
Yeah, it was one of those days, Kingy. Especially the first half, it was really blowy at Bell Park, and we had some really good looks, especially early on. So that gap, it was probably nearly as far as watching the game, really, really, really even game. It was about who could take their opportunities. And it was like that all day. We're 3 goals down, we're 3 goals up, we're 3 goals down, we're a couple goals up. And both teams in the end had opportunities. But for a large portion, both teams just couldn't probably find that third or fourth goal to really break the opposition. And it was really, I would imagine for a neutral support, it was would have been a really good spectacle. Footy was played at a pretty high standard with both teams that, stacked with VFL and two quality teams, really.
He wears a number in the 50s at Geelong, and I think he's been running around in 51 for you guys. So he's quite happy to carry that weight on his shoulders. But Jackson McLaughlin, he's played his second game. Was that his third game? Does that give him three or two?
No, that gives him two. Yep.
So are you... privately praying that the Melbourne lockdown may get extended and that you have him next week?
100%. I'm not privately praying. I'm trying to spread COVID somehow in Metro if we can. I think they're doing a good job on their own, actually. But, we need to get him three games, and hopefully that comes next week. And hopefully, even saying that, hopefully COVID doesn't come to Geelong, because if things didn't go our way here, we could be finishing sixth as well if for some reason next week didn't get off the ground. So we're sort of sitting on our hands here and fingers are crossed.
Yeah. Talk to us about his impact, though, the two games he's played.
He's a bloody good player, man. He's just dangerous. And every time he's near the footy, he just looks lively. We've been able to use him up the ground too, through the midfield as well. He's just crafty. He's just got a sense of the occasion as well, and really hard matchup, really evasive. I think I've seen a fair bit of him at local footy, and it hence why he's played so much VFL over the last few years. And I believe even attracting a bit of attention from even higher above too. So he's a ripper, mate. We love having Jacko with us.
Yep. What impressed you most about your performance yesterday, Carso?
I think I think it was just our ability to persevere and hang in there. We weren't playing our best brand of footy in the first half by any stretch. In fact, we were doing a lot wrong, but we weren't out of the game. We're still right there within two or three goals, as you said. That was basically our message at half time. So we just had to keep persevering and keep asking questions of Bell Park and hanging the contest. And to the boys' credit, that's exactly what they did. We stuck to what our plan was at the start of the day. And in the end, I think, the tide turns and through perseverance and persistence, things eventually came our way.
Yep. Michael Sotomarco, Jesse Clark, with Werribee not playing, were available to you and you took that opportunity to play them. Can you just talk about their roles and the impact they had?
Yeah, so both a little bit different in their own right. Jesse played down back and Sotomarco played through the midfield. But I think early on in the game, they probably took a little while to get going. And that's their first sort of local football game, or Jesse's first game ever. And Sotomarco hasn't played local footy for about 10 years. So we knew that it was going to take a bit of adapting for those guys. I think they probably, their first half, they would admit it was a little bit slow by their standards, but they were adapting to the style of football and the conditions and just probably local football in general. But good thing is for both of those guys, as the game got on, they really worked themselves into the game and both had really good impact and played their role well for us, which was fantastic for them and us.
Can you talk to us about Henry Walsh in the ruck? And he would have battled against, I suspect, Luke Goats for most of the day and a bit of Will Christie as well.
Yeah, that's right. And that was a really good contest, actually, because Big Goats moves around quite well, covers the ground really well. And Henry, to his credit, he got knocked over a few times and got a couple of heavy hits, but he just keeps getting up. And his willingness just to compete time after time after time. He's, for a 19-year-old kid, he's got a really big heart. He played a really big role yesterday, given Josh Hovey went down early in the third too. So it sort of forced Henry to do a lot more of the bulk of the ruck work. So Big H, he just keeps chugging along, mate. He's a ripper, yeah.
So Josh Hovey, is there an injury concern there, Carso?
Yeah, Josh, he was on fire yesterday for a period too. He probably, for a large portion, kept us in the game there at times. His hands were really sticky and he was catching everything up forward, but he just came off just with a slight bit of awareness in his calf. He had that probably 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I think this is probably just the nature of our stop-start season. He just had awareness, so we opted to ice him at that point. We think looking at the bigger picture, and hopefully it's nothing too serious.
Yep. Is he one that you might potentially rest next week against St Albans?
Yeah, definitely. Look, probably more that he'd be unavailable rather than rest, but yeah, we'll take every precaution, hopefully, looking for the weeks after.
Yep. Any other injury concerns out of yesterday?
Not for us, I don't believe, no, other than some really tired boys. That game went right down to the last couple of minutes. It was and it was played at a really high intensity, and both teams are really cracking in. Like I said, there'll be some tired boys today, I would think.
Yep. James Gow, you expect he'll be okay for St Albans, or will that ankle keep him out?
Gow, he's probably touch and go for yesterday. I would suspect he'll play next week. Yeah, so that'd be a really good inclusion for us. Gow, love having Gow back.
Yep. The other one is obviously Nick Burke, who obviously is in the hands of the authorities, basically, in terms of what they say with the ring of, well, it's not really a ring of steel, but the metro regional divide when it comes to COVID.
Yeah, poor Burke, he hasn't done anything wrong there. He's been really good for us, but unfortunately, yes, he's located in, I think it's Beau Morris or somewhere up that way, down in Sandringham, and as it is, restrictions don't allow him to play. So it's really disappointing, and that's probably the only thing we do hope, that restrictions ease off, at least we can get Burkey back playing, because he's such a good guy and he does everything right. We love having Burkey run around.
Yeah. Outside of that, you're pretty much at full strength.
Yeah, I'd say we are, because even our 12 o'clock boys all got through yesterday. There was a few really stiff guys who missed out at 2 o'clock. Yeah, look, within reason, unless there's season-ending injuries, James Allen's an interesting one.
I was going to say, yeah, Jimmy Allen.
He's had some concussion concerns, and they're really lingering around over the last probably month or so. So we're really opting on the side of caution with that. Of course, we don't want to rush him by any stretch. But other than that, everything, touch wood, we seem to be relatively healthy, which hoping it stays that way.
Yep. And the good news is, too, you're at home next week with the GDFL finals due to be played at St Albans and our season being pushed back. It's unfortunately for the Super Saints, they're going to have to give up a home game, and you guys get another one at home, which is nice as well.
Yeah, absolutely, and really good for our footy club. And hopefully, touch wood, we can get some people there and get a bit of a crowd and get our supporters there, and you know, spend some money over the bar or through the canteen, and hopefully get some sort of normality and finish the season on a high, I would hope.
Yep. Carso, what are your players like? You know, there's no income really coming in terms of, as you say, you know, your bar and your canteen are, you know, a good money spinners for every football club. The players been spoken to at your club about potentially taking a hit on wage wise, and I'm guessing they already are because you're playing less games. Is that what's sort of been discussed at Joey's?
Yeah, I think that's basically as far as it's gone, Kingy. That we've had no discussion. I think. Well, our football clubs, we're probably very fortunate in the position we're in. So our players have still been paid what they'll contract to be paid. So, we're really fortunate in that regard. I've got no doubt about that. I'm sure there'd be clubs, like you say, given that we've just lost a lot of that revenue and haven't been able to have functions. We're no different to any other club in that regard. We're probably really fortunate. We've got some great sponsors who have stuck thick. And you know, we've been able to generate funds in other ways that enables our boys still to be paid what they deserve and what they're contracted to. Yeah.
Well, it's going to be a thrilling final round. You need to take care of business against St Albans next week. And unfortunately for St Albans, hasn't been a great year and they've had a lot of injuries, so you should do that. But, what that makeup of the third, fourth and fifth positions is going to be, we won't know until around 5 o'clock next Saturday night. Well done on the win yesterday, Carso. You're still well and truly in the mix and look forward to catching you through the finals.
Excellent. Thanks, Kingy. Appreciate it.